Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's just too many words going on.
Yeah, just FSU is all it is. It's fine.
Let me look at it.
All right. Got the bat, got the chainsaw. Yeah, I like it a lot better.
What did you FSU this week? You revealing it yet?
I am not revealing it till the video comes out. But it's my greatest one yet.
Your greatest one yet? And you've lit things on fire.
Yeah.
You've used chainsaws, and you're saying this is your greatest one
yet? The chainsaw one, to me, was a bit of a fail because the watermelon didn't, like, go everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It cut right through it like butter.
I know something about fails. I'll leave it at that.
Ugh. You didn't destroy the item you picked up, did you? I know you didn't.
I mean, it was impossible to destroy.
Big Mac.
Some things are indestructible, and
is
you don't
that
realize
right?
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big Mac, did you do another slow swing of an axe or no?
I did not. I did not pick up an axe this week. I did not pick up a sledgehammer.
Ooh, I can't wait to see it.
I'm curious what object you'd use then.
Yeah.
Would you have to be curious? So
well,
you didn't use an axe?
You didn't use an axe.
I did not use any. I did not swing anything.
Here's
swinging. Okay.
Andrew and Carteret. Andrew, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So, I want to talk about the Bartolo home run.
Sure.
So I went to spring training in 2016, a couple of my buddies.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I saw Bartolo like taking cuts in the cage. And just something came over me. I texted probably all my buddies. I was like, this is going to be the year Bartolo goes yard. And obviously, fast forward a couple months, and that was probably...
So you kind of feel like you had some type of predictive innate qualities in your personality.
He was scouting. He was spring training scouting Big Bart's swing. That's what you were doing.
You know what's funny? I got into like player scouting with football. Like,
that couldn't be more boring to me, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm coaching too, so that's definitely more the fun part of it. But yeah, for some reason I just saw the swing and I'm like, it's got some pop in his bat this year.
Oh, there you go. All right. So when he hit the home run, did your buddies call you? Did you call them?
Everyone was texting everyone and like, you know, it's like even if I put like $10 on that, maybe I wouldn't have to work the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, trust me, you'd still have to work the rest of your life.
Sorry to let you know,
despite what you might hear on every TV and radio station in America, gambling is not the answer for retirement. Oops. Sorry about that.
But he's right, man. You saw growth in Big Bart's swing.
You saw growth.
And that's the part of the story, I like. You don't, I don't think. It's not just a relatable fat guy. To me, it's the idea that if you work your ass off at something, you can become better at it. And we used to watch Colon's at-bats. They were the most pathetic pitching at-bats you'll ever see. They were awful. And you could slowly start to see progress. And it's got to be rewarding to not only have progress, but hit a home run at Petco Park.
Listen,
I admire that. I really do.
Until you hit your first home run, it's on your mind.
Yeah.
I don't care what position you play.
I agree.
Because we all grew up playing Little League ball, whatever it was. And I'm sorry. I apologize.
You have something to say?
I apologize.
Are you implying something?
You've never hit a home run.
I hit one home run in my entire
life. For real?
Inside the park, yes. I hit a fly ball over the center fielder's head. He was playing a little too shallow.
If you really didn't hit a home run.
I remember exactly where it was. Cedarhurst Park. Absolutely.
Hold on. Was there a fence? Or was it one of these like open parks where your ball went 900 feet on the ground?
900 feet on the ground.
Yeah, that,
what do you mean it doesn't count?
Evan,
I hit a damn home run.
I usually have your back on things like this, but that is not a home
run. But wait a second. Let me defend myself with this. Trust me, it didn't roll 900 feet. It was a deep fly ball to center field.
But it's not a home run.
Went
I'm
over
sorry.
The center fielder's head. I was on my horse running as fast as I could. There was a play at the plate, so it wasn't, I just was able to jog around.
Yeah.
And I hit an inside the park home run. So you know what? you and you, C-Mac, could take your little opinions and you could shove it. How about that?
Again, you're so violent and aggressive with us.
Because you're trying to take away
because
my
it wasn't
one
a true home run, to
because,
be fair.
Craig, you can't just have it that I hit one. It needs to be zero to you. You're not happy with just, hey, Evan, you only hit one home run. You can't even give me the one.
All right, I'll tell you a story. You tell me you tell me if mine counts.
Go ahead.
Durario Field, New Rochelle, the only field that we had in New Rochelle that had sunken dugouts, an actual outfield fence and wall. Every other field in New Rochelle was a sandlot where, like, your single that became a home run, if it goes past the outfield, it just keeps going, right?
Right.
So I'm playing for the Cardinals. Billy Baboni, who's my head coach manager, he says, I'll bet you a strawberry milkshake that you can't hit a home run. I'm like, game on. We were a terrible team.
Right.
At the very top of the fence at Durario Field, because it was a chain link kind of fence, the chain link comes up at the very top. So it wasn't like a smooth, the fence ends. At the very top, you know, like every couple inches, there was a piece of metal that stuck straight up. Now, the ground rules at Durario, because there was a wall, and then the fence above the wall because there was some apartments and houses right behind the field, that if the ball hit the fence on a fly, it was a home run.
Yeah.
Ground rules of the field.
Okay.
So I get up there with a strawberry milkshake on the line, right, which is really the only thing I cared about.
Sure.
Thwack. Now, here's what's funny. In the crowd, Kenny Krebs' dad has one of those old school VCR recorders where you got to wear like a pocketbook over your shoulder. You know, remember those?
God, you are so old.
And, you know, there's nothing wireless about it. The camera's got a wire right, coming out from the back of the camera into what amounts to like a suitcase right, that he's got to carry.
Right.
So it's on tape. Thwack. Left center field. That ball is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It hits the little spike at the very top of the fence, which prevents it from going over the fence.
Okay.
It is a home run by rule.
Yes.
But the ball did come back down
okay,
into play. It's the only home run I ever hit in my life. Does it count as a home run?
Yes.
You goddamn right it
does. Of course it does. Dude, you have to live by the ground rules of the park.
Woo!
I mean, it's like any stadium.
Oh, I just made my day. That happened 42 years ago.
Did you think I was going to say...
I'll never forget it.
Did you think I was going to say that wasn't a home run? Of course it's a home run. You now, have to abide by the ground
rules. The story here is that between the two of you, one measly home run.
I was a line drive hitter, kid.
I was a slap hitter, C-Mac. What are you talking about?
I can't even count the number of home
runs. Hang on a second. Chris is in Rockaway. He's a Little League coach. He can give us an official opinion on Evan's ground ball. Chris, what do you got?
Fly ball.
First official opinion is I can't stand the contrarian Craig attitude, but he's right on this one. There's no park for it to be outside of.
Wait, say that one more time.
There's no park for it to have been hit out of, is what he said.
So what does that mean?
No fence. The park just goes
forever. Dude, there's a lot of Little League fields or fields in general aren't going to have fences. So how do you hit a home run then, according to your logic?
Well, and how many balls got thrown around? You got me on that one.
No. On my ball, and I would not lie about this, there were no errors. Because if there were errors, I wouldn't call it a home run. Because if I counted throwing the ball around, then I'd claim I have 10 home runs. Because that's happened.
Okay.
But I'm talking legitimate, hit the ball, round the bases, no errors. That's a home run.
Chris, what are we saying here? You're literally coach. If it opens sandlot, is that a home run? Yes or no?
I don't call it a home run, but he's talking about running the bases while looking at the players. How does he know if there was an error? And if
I asked.
Wasn't listening to coach?
I'm going to tell you right now, because when I got home, I asked the catcher and said, you tell me everything. How about that? This guy knows the field I hit the home run at. I figure he'd have a good answer. Michael in Cedarhurst.
Okay.
Michael, what's up?
Hey, Evan. Listen, I'm a police officer in that area. I pass Cedarhurst Park every day.
Okay.
Maybe 150 feet. Maybe. If you pull out a ruler, maybe even less than that. I don't know, buddy.
Now, here's the question. How old were you?
I was 16.
So he's out here literally, again, 150 feet's a long way. You were a mini adult.
No, and here's the real issue, which I could see you guys having, but I always want to be truthful and honest.
There's got to be some errors in there. There's
I swear to God, there were no errors. But here's the part that may add to Craig's issue with it. I'm 16. I'm not playing Little League. It's not even a high school game. It was a pickup baseball game. It was a 9-on-9.
Time out. Mike, he left that out.
Well, I'm mentioning it now.
Hold on.
I want to clarify.
If it's not an organized game.
Oh, come on.
That doesn't count as a legitimate home run in your life.
Why does it have to be an organized game? It is an organized game. It was 9-on-9.
No.
There were 9 guys in the field, 100%.
Did you have a uniform on?
Like a Met jersey.
No, don't count.
We used to have a saying, did Scott Hosman's dad see it? Then it didn't happen.
There you go.
That's
did
exactly.
Scott Hosman's dad see it? Then it didn't happen.
Good Scott job, was there, actually.
So it wasn't even a real, like, a sanctioned Little League game, or it was just 16, a bunch of kids got together?
When I between the ages of, like, 15 and when I left, like, 18,
yeah,
we would pick up baseball games every week.
No, I respect that, but here's my thing.
I count all those games.
You can't.
Why not?
Because pickup games don't count.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Now, look, I'll give you this. If it was 7-on-7 because you didn't have enough guys, I give that to you. Come on, there's 2 outfielders.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Legit.
Do you count Ichiro's hits in Japan? No, you don't.
No. Because you asked me a baseball question. I got to give you an answer.
He has 5,000 hits.
I do and I don't. It's a complicated answer. And you just asked me that as a throwaway, and I can't just say yes or no.
So let me ask you a better one.
I kind of do.
I ask you a better one. When Ken Griffey Jr. hit 35 home runs in the Rock and Jock MTV Softball Challenge, can we count those or
no? You can't compare Rock and Jock to pick up baseball at Cedarhurst Field or anywhere I played?
Listen, I apologize because I'm not trying to be a contrarian, as he said.
He did say that.
When I played in the backyard and scored 30... Yo,
that's
I didn't count them towards my high school stats.
Craig, you know what I didn't count because I've hit plenty of home runs? Stickball.
That
nor
I hit a lot.
Should you? Well, I didn't mention that. Number 5 school, I hit a ton of home runs.
But you're
I was
playing,
only like 100 feet away, though.
You're playing pickup baseball, which is great.
Well, how else are you playing baseball?
Those stats don't count.
Of course, it's real baseball. Dude, not everybody's in Little League. I'm sorry. Stop being so snooty. Not everybody's on their high school
team.
Hold
on. Being in Little League is not snooty. It's called America.
Not everyone can do it.
Why not?
Because not everyone does it.
You didn't play Little League?
I did play Little League. Yeah. I'm 16 years old now. This is when I had the moment. Of course I played Little League. I'm just trying to
stand
up.
So your moment, to be fair, and I'm not taking away what was, I'm sure, an amazing...
There isn't even Little League at 16, is there?
Let me ask you this.
Travel team.
Let me ask you this.
If you're good enough.
And this will tell me everything I need to know. And you've never lied to me, so I don't expect you to lie now. Did you call your dad after this pickup game and say, Dad, I hit a home run?
I don't think I did. I think I mentioned it to him, but very casually. I didn't make a big deal out of it.
Because there was a pickup game.
No, because I didn't think it was, you know, I was happy, but it wasn't like the end of the world.
No, but in your lifetime, you're 37 years old.
Right.
You said a half hour ago, I've hit one home run in my baseball career, in my life. And it was in a pickup game.
Because here's the
difference.
That
don't count.
Because here's why, and I think this is consistent with my baseball views. I don't look at the home run as the end-all, be-all.
That's not the argument.
But it's connected when you ask me,
ask you,
did you go brag about it?
Here's the thing. If you threw a no-hitter in a pickup game, would you count it as a career no-hitter?
How many, am I facing 9 innings? Yes, I would. Absolutely. It's a game. How could you dismiss it as not counting? Does my Twitter baseball league that's been going on for 10 years not count? We keep stats. Like, that's my fondest moment. I had a pitching performance 9 years ago that I fondly remember. That's my greatest moment. I had a walk-off hit of one of the most dominant pitchers. That's one of my favorite moments. Not a home run when I was 16. So if you ask me, what's your favorite baseball moment?
I feel for you.
Why? I'm not playing snooty softball with celebrities. That's right. I'm playing baseball with real people.
That's not the argument.
You're damn right.
You're always trying to distract the argument.
I'm not.
That's
the problem. I'm telling you the truth. That's more real than anything.
Do you know what your average is in minor league stadiums?
I don't, but it ain't good, I'll tell you that. I do have a bunt hit off John Franco, as you may recall.
Yeah, he laid down the bunt in a charity celebrity baseball game MCU Park against the Met all-time save leader.
I thought it was hilarious.
Let me lay down a bunt.
And I beat it.
Yeah, I don't think John Franco was scurrying to get the ball, if I remember correctly.
I laid it down so perfectly he couldn't get the ball. I mean, it was just perfectly placed. Yeah. I do. In all seriousness, I regret that. I had a chance to take
caught. You had a chance to take swings against a major leaguer.
Honestly, in the moment, I thought it was funny, and I was trying to get a base runner. But looking back on it, I wish now I did swing away. I admit that.
Well, maybe you'll get another chance. Did you bat against me?
No.
I pitch against you?
I faced 2 pitchers, John Franco and Joe Tacopino.
Tacopino was like the wild Hungarian,
dude,
too.
He was nasty.
Crazy. Yeah.
And then he came to my Twitter baseball league a few more times after that. He loved
pitch,
it so much.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I pitched one inning, I think.
You did,
yes.
Right?
Gave up a couple of runs. You didn't pitch
I did not give up a couple of runs. You've checked the box score. I didn't give up any runs,
oh,
jackass.
You walked a couple of guys.
I think maybe one walk. I think I struck two guys out.
You were shaky that inning.
No, I know you got the thing because we've brought it up before, you dummy. I know you're upset about it.
I'm not upset. I didn't get to face you.
I know you
have it with me right now.
A few weeks ago you had it at the ready.
I got to find it again.
I think it was a scoreless inning.
I know for a fact that I pitched a scoreless inning.
Just to shut him up.
Keep him happy over
now,
there.
Now, you and I both know I pitched a scoreless inning. I think I struck a guy out.
Did you?
Didn't I strike JJ out?
No, JJ wasn't even there. JJ out.
Oh.
Why are you trying to take credit for my strikeouts?
I know I pitched a scoreless inning. And I wasn't throwing all that fast because I didn't have to. I was pitching against your team.
No, because you came in after John Halamo was throwing 88. Yeah. No one could see the baseball. Guy goes like 5 no-hit innings. Craig comes in. It's like facing a different, you know, species
when you came in.
There's a good person on Twitter. A question for Evan.
Yes.
Does the wet dream count as riding the pony? Don't answer.
I'm not answering it.
That's funny, though.
Here's Charlie in Sussex County. Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening, fellas?
Getting ready for Aaron Boone at 5 o'clock and everything else. What's good?
Yeah, listen, Craigie, except for your Yankee fandom, you are spot on with the big red machine over there.
There you go.
Pick up home run does not count on anyone's stats, ever. Pick up game home run. For real, Evan?
Yeah. When you're 16 or 17 years old and you're playing baseball on the weekend and it's 9-on-9, you're telling me that doesn't count? That doesn't exist?
Absolutely not, Evan.
You're wrong.
If it was freshman baseball, JV baseball, obviously varsity baseball.
I get all of that, but
like
you're
organized organized league or team, that type of
but
thing.
But that kind
a
of
sanctioned ball game.
That kind of opinion is what's killing youth baseball.
No,
you're basically discouraging
not.
On radio
no,
right
it's
now.
Not.
You're telling the kids of
Unbelievable.
America.
Unbelievable.
You're telling the kids of America,
yeah.
Don't bother playing pickup baseball.
Okay. No, I didn't
None
say
of
that.
It counts.
No,
That's
we
what
love pickup baseball.
None of it counts, according
you
to our last
You do it for the
caller.
Fun of it.
You're doing it for Let me
of
ask
course,
you a question.
Of course you're doing it for the
me
fun.
Me and my buddies used to go to the park, and we would lower the rims to 9 feet,
mm-hmm.
and we would have dunk competitions,
right.
and we would videotape them.
Right.
Should I count my perfect score?
That's completely
right.
different.
No, that's a good example.
No,
if you dunked
not.
On a 9-foot hoop and
no.
someone said, have you ever dunked
no.
a basketball? You
no,
go,
no, that's completely
no,
different.
No, you haven't.
No, no, here's why you're wrong. Because the baseball game featured 9-on-9. If there were less than 3 outfielders, I'd agree with you guys.
Was the police officer accurate about the size of the field?
Not at all.
Not
it
at
leads
all.
Into another field. That's why
so
he's dead
open.
Wrong.
It's
Got wide it. Open. I admit that.
Couple,
it is wide open.
Couple people on Twitter, hey, Evan, good news. I just bowled a 300. Sure, there are plastic pins in my hallway, but I bowled a 300. Does that count?
You know that's not the same.
I don't know.
I did it on Nintendo Wii. Does that count?
Yeah. I used to love Nintendo
Wii.
Oh,
the bowling on
Wii. The bowling
on
was
Wii.
The best game.
Tremendous. I
that
completely
and,
agree.
And the tennis
yeah,
game
the
was
tennis
too.
Was the first one that really became
popular. The tennis yeah. one was the best one. I think it was even better than the bowling, the tennis on
so
Wii.
So meanwhile, I'm playing Call of Duty Warzone today in my office. And Schmendrick here comes in, totally interrupts the flow of the game.
I did, yes.
Yeah, so I really should have killed the guy. It's on me.
You got killed.
But all of a sudden, he wants to have a conversation with me.
That's right.
While I'm in the middle of a war zone.
That's right.
You know, Battle Royale. I'm down to 35 guys, I think, left. I'm in a house. I've just loaded up. They got a brand new rifle in the game. I'm at the top of the stairwell. Some dummy comes in. I'm about to take him out, and I hear, hey, Craig!
Wah! I got shot and killed in my video game, and I'm blaming Evan.
Wah! No, my fault. My fault. My fault. But no respect at all.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
Now, here's the thing. Do I count my kills in today's game?
Of course you do.
As if I was an active member of the military
no,
in Afghanistan?
No, you do
okay,
not.
Okay, I just wanted
no.
to check it out.
How dare you compare that to pickup baseball? So disrespectful to one of the great things in Americana.
Yes.
Pick up Sandlot. None of that counts? Tell Benny the Jet Rodriguez none of it counts.
It doesn't.
Tell him none of it's real.
Okay, I'll let him know that he was in a movie.
Actually, none of it was real because there was only 9 guys.
That's right.
Like,
yes.
he actually didn't even have games.
Yes.
What a joke. You're right.
That doesn't count.
They only had one actual game in the entire movie.
You're right.
When the rich kids come over with their uniforms on.
That's right.
And get waxed.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
That was the only game they played. Instead, it
was
10 guys.
That's the only real game they played.
It was basically everybody's in the field and one hitter. That's the game.
Yeah.
But they love baseball so much they kept doing it. I love it.
If you play your nemesis, then it counts. That's the only way a pickup game will count.
Gotcha.
If you play your heated enemy.
Oh, now you're softening on the rules.
Well, I'm saying, now that the movie,
now
it
you
got
started
me.
Thinking about your stats.
No, no. I don't need to go back to pickup baseball to tell you about home runs.
877-337.
Wait, so cocky over there. Listen to him.
He said he was a great high school athlete.
I know. He's told us a lot.
He must have articles and pictures. And
yeah.
When his buddies
come over. I didn't keep as many
over,
as I should have. I didn't keep as many as I should have.
Do you live near any of your high school buddies or no?
Do I live near them? No.
Yeah,
I still keep in touch with a lot.
Do you live near anyone, really?
That's a good point.
Good question, Tommy. Yeah.
Dead bodies.
Yeah. There's dead bodies by his property.
No doubt.
For sure. Yeah.
He's Al Bundy. I threw 5 touchdowns at Polk High School.
4, and I went to Polk Elementary, oddly enough.
Wow. Nice. When you and your buddies get together, like as infrequent as it may be,
yes.
Do you typically wind up talking and waxing poetic about high school?
High school football, absolutely.
You do.
And they get on me. I won Athlete of the Year for my high school.
Okay.
And they like to call it the Gym Student of the Year Award. So we get into a lot of arguments about that. But so we talk about it. But yes, a lot of my friends, we played high school football together. The coach made a decision senior year that we still, to this day, will just randomly throw it out that it pisses us off.
Got it. All right, there you go. We all have those memories.
Interesting.
Some are actually with organized teams that represent schools and organizations. Others
Here's what
are
I know.
From their teenage years when girls weren't talking
Here's
to them.
Well, that's true. Here's what I know about C-Mac, and I respect this and appreciate this.
Mm.
He's actually going to come down and play real
100%.
Baseball in the next few weeks.
100%.
And he at least is going to back it up, and I respect that. And I bet he goes 3 for 5.
I
bet he
has
a kick-ass
that.
Who knows what he does?
I want to face you, though. I want to.
I'm dying to face
you. Yeah, if he plays, you have to pitch.
Yes, I have to face you. I'm going to put you on the other team either way.
I wish I didn't dislocate my shoulder because I'd love to go there and then strike
God,
you out.
Come on.
I do. I would love it.
If you're so good and I'm so terrible, why can't you strike me out with a dislocated
shoulder?
Yeah, why not?
Because that would be the last thing I think you'd ever do.
You end my career.
I think you'd have to go home and tell your kids you love them and goodbye. Daddy has to go somewhere where he's never heard from again.
Dislocated shoulder guy struck me out.
A 50-year-old man with a dislocated shoulder just struck me out. I wonder if because when I throw football now, it kills me.
Yeah, don't
so
do it.
So I
got
to think throwing a baseball.
Nah, don't too. Do it. Don't kill yourself over it.
I mean, I still may want
to. I'd love to have you there,
I'm
but don't
still
do
very
that.
Competitive, Evan.
No, that's the problem.
And I dislocated my shoulder in the weirdest way in my sleep. And felt it pop out.
I remember you
and
telling
pop
me
back
that.
In.
That's crazy.
Brutal.
But that's why you shouldn't play because your competitive juices are going to cause you to like need Tommy John surgery.
It's so weird because it doesn't stop my family from making me shovel dirt every morning.
They don't care.
Apparently nobody cares.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
I fell behind, I'll tell you that. I was behind in the town.
He had a little problem following through. He was leaving balls up in the zone.
Evan found a high-def TV or whatever that somebody was throwing out, so he used that as a backstop to throw high heat.
Sometimes a little too high.
I'm not lying. 15 feet away, maybe?
Yes.
You missed?
And missed 3 times in a row.
Yeah, he missed quite often.
I made the first one, and then what happened was, and I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, I love
it. So the first time I throw, I hit it right on the target.
You hit the first
causes
one.
Causes
yeah.
very little damage. Yeah.
Very little to
and
no
I'm
damage.
Like, with a hardball?
Yeah.
From 15 feet?
Well, let me finish. I'm trying to tell the whole story. I know you're very excited. I got a heads up from my wife, because she sent me this YouTube tape of a guy with a baseball bat trying to destroy a TV.
Sure.
And it doesn't break. So I was kind of fearing, like, is this thing not going to break? So the first pitch I throw right down the middle barely caused any damage. So then I start saying, I got to throw harder. And that's what caused me to miss up in the zone 3 times in a row. But, I could not cause any damage on that TV. There were little smatterings. But nothing would break these things.
I would normally love to jump on and pile on here, but I got to admit I was there with him. The first throw, I thought he threw it hard enough to break the TV.
You were there
with him? I helped him film it.
Oh.
I thought it was hard enough. I was surprised it did nothing.
Because what
ended up... he didn't throw it 90 miles an hour,
but I thought he
threw it hard enough to break the
TV. It did. And it was amazing. And I went back and there's this other YouTube clip of a guy with a baseball bat literally smacking a TV screen. No damage. Because my wife was trying to get me
Did you guys bring a bat with you?
I didn't want to do the bat.
Okay,
so I didn't do it in fairness to see.
It was a good try, but it's you'll see it for yourself.
Very limited down, I admit.
We'll put it out right after the Aaron Boone interview. We will put out this week's FSU Friday video and let you, make up your own mind.
I'm pretty sure I know what the decision's going to be.
So you're telling me I should lay off on my 5-year-old when I tell him, hey, take it easy near the TV. He's not going to cause any
correct.
Damage.
Correct. It's going
to
cause no damage.
Tell him to take it easy near the TV. Because he'll throw a wiffle ball to catch it just right. And you'll never watch television ever again.
Hey, that'll be his loss. He's CeeLo's the only one that watches it.
He's got a quick update for you, and then we'll get back to your calls. And remember, 5 o'clock, we've got Aaron Boone. We've got the Yankee lineups coming up. And, of course, we have a couple Met things for you as well. Plus, the New York Jets. We're out there today. All the rookies out there, including some invites that weren't drafted. And it was just good seeing our Jets with little hope. And I felt so special about it today. What do you got, CeeLo?
All right, so we did the Bartolo Colon 5-year anniversary of his home run last hour when we played Gary Cohn and Howie Rose. We figured might as well include the Spanish call for you as well.
Lanzamiento, saca batazo elevado, fuerte por la parte izquierda, va atrás, bien atrás, lleva color, lleva sabor. Hasta la vista, baby. Cuadrangular de Bartolo. Bartolo Colón pone el juego 4-0. Oh, Dios mío. Qué espectáculo, Bartolo. Increíble.
That's a tremendous.
So they go, oh my God, incredible.
That's awesome.
Gave you everything.
I tell you, the English language sucks when it comes to highlights. It really does. Between, the Japanese language highlights of a home run. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
What happened last night, Evan?
Well, it was a baseball game between the Anaheim Angels and the Tampa Bay Rays, and guess who went deep in a losing effort for the Angels? Dude.
These guys got 10 home runs.
10.
10?
Yeah. I think he's the league leader, is he not?
Dude, put it this way. Do you know how many home runs the Mets have hit as a team in total?
12.
20.
Oh.
So Ohtani's halfway to the Mets.
That's right.
Good
greatest player on earth today. My main man. That's double-digit home runs.
Wasting away
and
with the Angels.
I want to thank
like
everybody for overwhelming my Twitter feed and my text message. Some people got my phone number and my personal email. Sending me, sukadit.
When Ohtani
comments.
When
I appreciate
Ohtani
it very
a home run.
Suck a dick.
I ponder like calling you or texting you, and I'm like, I don't need to.
No, you don't.
You have a special Ohtani alert system.
I do.
That's custom made for you.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
So he had his 10th home run. Then they gave up 7 in the 8th.
Yeah,
and
they lost.
Swept in a 4-game series by
it's
the Rays.
It's not about winning and losing all the time, guys.
No.
Sometimes it's about individual performance.
Right.
Trout still hitting over 400. Yeah. Anyone? Hello?
0-4 with 3 strikeouts.
Can you imagine if Trout played here and they put the money into that team, and like the Yankees or the Mets, and continued to lose and lose? We'd be killing them.
Well, isn't that what the Yankees have done for the last 12 years?
No, they make it to the postseason.
Oh, my bad. You're right.
Wow.
I thought we had a Yankee fan over here.
Wow. I'm saying it's like the Yankees have won.
C-Mac,
they've had a winning team.
I thought you were going to use that to take a shot at DeGrom and the Mets. Like, I didn't know it was going to go to the Yankees.
I was just saying, it must be frustrating.
I want to just keep it real. The New York Yankees have spent $2.9 billion since their last World Series.
Yeah. But the difference is the Angels can't sniff the playoffs.
Oh, is that what the difference
is?
You're right.
I mean,
they just ended the Pujols contract that was 10 years, God knows how much money, by releasing him, $240
million. And by
million.
The way, I have no interest in that at all, but you can't kill the Angels for it.
Yes, you can.
Well, they're not allowed to release the guy who's not playing well?
That part is fine.
Yeah,
I thought you meant signing him to begin with.
No,
I can kill him
Him go.
No, he was done.
Like, being like, oh my God, how could you? Because he sucks.
He sucks, and he's 41 years old.
Right.
Like, there's no future for you with him.
And
him, like, hitting home runs and, like, going up the list doesn't mean anything to anybody in Southern California.
And if Ohtani's healthy, there's really not a lot of spot
for him.
Ohtani's
the biggest draw in baseball now.
Biggest draw in baseball?
He's the biggest draw in baseball. He's a bigger draw than Trout.
Is that proven somewhere?
Yes.
Or is that you just saying
I called Major League Baseball. They told me that.
By the way, the reason they got rid of Albert Pujols is a guy named Jared Walsh, who's better than him.
Yes, him as well. I know.
So, just throwing that out there.
Thank you for throwing that out there.
Now you'll know who he is.
We don't talk sports. Okay. Sure thing, Ace.
Mix it in for
you. What else you have to see, though?
So Lindor finally bounced the 9th inning single into right field yesterday, snapping his 0-for-26 drought. Here was Gary Cohen's call.
The impossible has happened! This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball.
There you go. History? I like that, CeeLo.
That's off the Lindor single?
Yeah. I felt the same way.
Well, he was, what, over 26, right?
26.
You know, you went crazy a few weeks ago about the crowd and Lindor. Dude, let me tell you something. So the Mets are home tonight. They just finished their seven-game road trip. He won't get booed to start. If Zach Gallen strikes him out, second batter of the game, he is going to hear it. Friday night crowd, beers are a-flowing, he's hitting 160. Like, you wanted Lindor boos, Craig? This weekend, keep your ears open.
If he doesn't get, forget about strikeout.
Yeah.
If he leads off tonight with any type of non-hit, other than a walk,
for sure.
Yeah, right. He gets booed for sure.
Oh, no? He's going to hear it.
Yeah,
he's batting second tonight.
Are
by the
going?
Way, I'm going Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, right. Nice, boy. Gary Cohen really gets excited on a routine single in the ninth inning.
Single, yeah.
Wow, Gary Cohen. That's why he's special. We're joining the SNY family. So Gary Cohen, you and I can't wait. I can. I love it. You know, part of the deal. Is that they promote us during Met games.
Oh, is that going to happen?
I think so.
Huh.
So the question is it going to be Gary, Keith, or Ron that have to say, and don't forget tomorrow before the Mets play the Cardinals, it's Cardin and Roberts.
Will there be any additional statements besides the read? Like, do you think they're just going to read it straight and move on, or will then Gary like make a comment or Keith make a comment?
Well, I have a couple of the ideas that were thrown out.
Sure.
I don't mind reading them.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I don't think they embarrass anybody. But, you know, the company does throw these things to me, as you know.
Right.
You see them also.
I've seen them.
You don't.
Sometimes.
Here was the top three ideas that were not accepted. Gary, Ron, or Keith would say this, because it doesn't attribute to any one of them, so I assume it's any one of them.
Sure, anybody could read
it. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow before the Met pregame show for Carton and Roberts. They will not be giving you $500 to listen. That was thrown out. That one
didn't make the cut.
They said, no, that's not that one. No, that one. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, it's another edition of Carton and Roberts, unless you're streaming the show. They threw that one out, too. I don't know. What do you want to say? This one got thrown out, too. Watch Carton and Roberts not play with their cell phones the entire show tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock. But they threw that one out also.
Oh, man. Sure. I like that one.
Yeah, those are the ones that didn't make the cut. So, there you go.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see if all three of those guys take turns doing it.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
You don't?
My prediction is it's going
to
be
Who says no to it?
No, I think it's going to be only Gary reading.
Yeah, very dry.
Like the play-by-play guy.
Exactly.
Very dry, very straight.
And tomorrow it's another edition of Carton and Roberts at 4. Like, you think he tries to get through a quick, like,
yes.
I have no interest in this?
Yes.
Tomorrow, 4 to 6, Carton and Roberts.
Yes.
Something like that, yeah.
Do you think if one of them comes on the show, they'll say, hey, Keith, heard John with Carton and Roberts yesterday?
No. I mean, it'll never be mentioned.
You'll never mention. I think they'll get through it. All right.
I've seen reads for radio shows where that you could just tell that the play-by-play announcer just wants to get through it.
Oh, John Sterling references us a lot. And tomorrow, Carton Roberts on.
Does he?
Right before the game, Susie Q. And she's like, you know, building the Carton, you know, what are those things
Voodoo
called?
Doll. Voodoo.
Yeah, stabbing me. Yeah, stabbing the Carton Voodoo doll. Of all the dramatic things.
We honored her yesterday.
He's back.
You gave her a great tribute
14 years. That's right. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
You did?
I heard you. I did catch that.
Heard that part of the show?
I did, yeah. I'm in and out, you know. You know who used to pump you up with a lot of pride?
A lot of pride?
Yeah, they were very proud of it, and they would talk,
who's
talk you up.
Who?
Sam Rosen and Joe Micheletti.
Sam and, what's it? Sam?
Joe Micheletti.
Craig may not admit this. That was because of Boomer. I mean, that really had nothing to do with it.
No, because I happen to have a great relationship with Sam.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe and I mean, I've talked to Joe. I don't know him.
I'm just saying, they would put some oomph into it.
Because
they were listeners.
We were good for the network, just like we're good for SNY. We bring more eyeballs to the network. You know.
So you don't think that the SNY broadcast will have the same oomph as Sam Rosen?
No, I think it will.
Okay.
I don't know if Ronnie's mad at us because we put Dykstra on.
Yeah, but we didn't agree with Lenny Dykstra necessarily. Wow. He was on.
He was on. And
so
I did
Ron
call
come
Ronnie
on.
Up and
I mean,
say,
I
you
like
want to come
Ronnie
on and
come on.
It.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows?
How'd that call go?
Well, Ron and I texted each other. We didn't speak to each other. I said, listen, Lenny's on. If you want to come on and refute what he's saying, I just want to give you that opportunity so it's not one-sided.
Right.
Which I think is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, so why would he be mad at us then?
I don't know. I think we may have something may have happened between us at a celebrity poker event.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. You leave that part out.
The real story.
I'm saying it's certainly possible. At David Wright's annual charity.
There we go.
Yo, Texas Hold'em
now
tournament.
Now the truth comes out.
So, I mean,
it starts with we had Lenny Dykstra on to something else.
No, Ron and I are in good place.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been at the John Starks bowling tournament.
Oh, my God.
That he and I may have gotten into it. I don't know.
Now, these are all competitive things?
Yes.
Or just side conversations that went wrong?
No, this was a competitive situation.
Poker and bowling. You guys took a little too far.
Well, David Wright, when we used to participate in his Texas Hold'em, which I can't do now, obviously, before I recognized that I had a problem. And I made it to the final table. And I really wanted to win because the first place prize, if you won at David Wright's event, this was in the heyday of American Idol. Like, maybe season 3.
Right.
You know, like, no joke, like 25 million people.
Carrie Underwood season, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. It could have been. So, the first place prize, now my daughter was totally into it, was a round trip experience to fly out to L.A. and go to the taping of an episode of American Idol. That makes me the greatest dad in the world.
So, you really wanted to win this thing?
So, not only, yes, I want to win it. And I'm the best card player at the table, so I'm going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You're barring some type of Fugazi on the river pole, whatever, right? So it wasn't me, but someone knocks David Wright out of the final tables, like 7 guys at the table. And David gets knocked out. And then like 5 minutes later, he comes back to the table and he sits down. And he's got more chips than anybody else at the table.
What?
And it's a charity event. So no one really says anything until now we're down to 4 guys. David Wright gets knocked out again.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's 3 of us. 5 minutes later, David Wright's back at the table.
What's going on?
And he's got more chips than anybody.
Huh.
And he goes, my tournament, my rules.
Yeah.
And I go, are you trying to win this? Like, do you want to go to see American Idol?
Right.
Because that's what I'm going for.
Right.
And he goes, no, he goes, I can't win any of the prizes.
Oh, okay.
So if I win, whoever I beat, like the last man standing, he would get the prize.
Okay.
Long story short, he goes all in against the guy that I'm really vying with. And he loses, so that guy takes all of David Wright's chips. But they're Fugazi chips. And I wound up getting knocked out and I lost.
So what does that have to do with Ron Darling, though?
Well, Ron Darling was the other guy at the table.
Oh, that was Ron Darling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're in cahoots.
So shouldn't you be mad at David Wright?
You're damn right I'm mad at David Wright.
That's the guy to be mad at.
Yeah, but then what happened was David Wright greenlighted me being involved in a Vitamin Water TV commercial with the situation from Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
So we made up for it.
So you're good with David, but still had some kind of bitterness towards Ronnie.
Yeah, well, David Wright made sure I got paid to be the, I'm the voice at the start of the Vitamin
Water
commercial.
That's great for you, but what about your daughter going to see American Idol? Did that ever happen?
It did happen.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So then it's a happy ending. It worked out well. Everybody's happy.
Ron knows what happened.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's more to it.
I'm sure we're hashing it on the air here. It's going to go a long way
Ron
towards
did nothing
patching
wrong.
Up the wound.
Ronnie did nothing wrong.
Oh. Well, then why is there friction?
There's no friction. Oh, Ron and I are dear friends. We get
this
along great.
This reminds me of the weird feud Joe Beningo had with Tug McGraw when he was alive.
No, I want to be clear. There is no feud with Ron Darling.
Okay.
I'm just saying he benefited from David Wright adding chips to the table.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's
so
it.
Then Ronnie should have no issue with you.
Ron has no issue with me. Mm. Me and Ronnie are great.
It doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, it doesn't. No.
You know what? We're going to find out. When we're on SNY and they do those live reads, let's see if Ron has anything to say.
Ron and I are great.
Okay,
I want to be clear. There's
out.
No nothing wrong with me and Ron.
All right. I love Ron.
There's nothing wrong with me and Keith either. And I've never once in my life spoken to Gary
You've
Cohen.
You've never spoken to Gary Cohen?
I've never spoken to him.
Why?
That I'm aware of.
Why?
Why would I have ever spoken
He's
to him?
He's the broadcaster for the New York Mets. He's been doing it for
100
years.
Yeah, but why would I have spoken to him?
I don't know. Like, maybe you saw him at Shea Stadium or City Field and said, hey, Gary,
no,
how's
never
it going?
Happened. Never happened.
Never.
Nope.
Never a word with him.
Not, no, but nothing bad.
It's just nothing.
It just never happened that he and I crossed paths or saw each other.
Craig, here's what surprises me.
Yeah.
I can name any human being, and you'll have a story about, like, I was at Hooters once with President Bush.
He is right.
And it would stun us, right?
Yeah.
Everybody. Here is a broadcaster of a New York baseball team.
Never met the man.
And you're like, never met him. That's just odd to me.
Never met him. Never met Susan.
Huh. You've never met, the Susan part.
I've never even been in the same room as her.
Huh.
And that
Gary,
I'm aware of.
And Gary didn't go to these, he didn't go to the David Wright poker tournament?
The ones I went to, he didn't go, no. Hmm. He did not.
Would you like to meet Gary Cohen?
I mean, if it happens naturally, sure. I think he's one of the great play-by-play guys in America.
I agree.
Yeah. And then he was doing Seton Hall basketball for a while.
Oh, yeah, he still does, I think.
Yeah. I think he's got like 19 kids.
Does he?
I think so.
Wow.
I think he's the Philip Rivers of broadcasters.
Yeah.
No, I've never met Gary Cohen.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. So there you go.
By the way, you said the beers will be flowing tonight. You're going Saturday, Sunday. Will you sample the Polar Burger?
I'm intrigued by it, yes.
That's the Pete Alonso burger?
Debuting tonight.
I think there's a very good chance tomorrow night. Is it at select locations at Citi Field?
It is,
Where do I have to go to get it?
Starting tonight near Section 102.
Why, what's so special about the Polar? I've heard of it, but what is it?
I've got the ingredients here.
Black
truffle blended burger patty.
Yeah, because that's not bougie.
Maple spiced caramelized onions. Here smoked Gouda cheese.
I'm just going to assume it's $25.
Topped with lettuce, tomato, and claw sauce on a baked brioche bun. I read $16.50.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. It's Citi Field. This is what they do.
Pete Alonso's having a tough year, man.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Pete Alonso's actually
blue collar guy.
And that's not Pete Alonso. That's the Mets. That's every team in baseball.
Pete Alonso's having a tough run.
How are you ripping Pete Alonso for
this? First off, he creates a character that gets Chili Davis fired.
And the character didn't get Chili Davis fired.
Cried
that's number one.
Then he claims he cried about it.
Well, that part I agree. I don't
now
believe.
Now he creates a burger the average fan can't afford.
Dude, there's nothing at Citi Field the average fan can afford.
Black
have you been there?
Truffle. Like, I love truffles, don't get me wrong. But I also acknowledge.
Bougie. Bougie.
Bougie is right.
Not just any black truffle blended burger patty. Pat LaFrieda, whoever that is.
They have an exclusive. Pat LaFrieda's a famous meat.
Dude, how much was bacon on a stick when it existed at Citi Field?
I think it was, I want to say $2 for $6, two sticks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it wasn't. It was great.
That's not bad. It was only two. It was only $6.
It was like $6. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Then you really do need to get it back.
Yeah. Of course.
Nothing
we need to
at
get
Citi
it back.
Field is that cheap. Everything is like $18. Hey, you want a cupcake ice cream sandwich? $27.50.
Chicken fingers and fries was like $15.
Yeah. At Yankee Stadium, right?
But let's create a burger that the blue collar guy can never eat.
Dude, there's nothing at Citi Field.
No meat on it.
Not anybody could eat.
Yeah. No meat on this burger.
How many ounces of meat?
Doesn't say.
Probably a 6-ounce patty.
How much is the Shake Shack burger at Citi Field? It's the same thing.
Probably. It's delicious. Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's not my point. Of course it's delicious.
Yeah.
But when you go to a sporting event, Yankee Stadium or Citi Field in 2021, 2019, dude, it's expensive. And that goes along with the tickets and the parking
you know what
and all
that. That reminds me of? You know what they just sent me today?
Here we go.
I just got pizza cupcakes.
Can't get the weight set, but the
what
pizza
are they called?
Cupcakes.
The pizza cupcake, you're right.
The pizza cupcake company just sent me a box.
Did you really?
You want to try them?
$16.50 at Citi Field.
But they come with three of them, I think, right?
It's a good. Well, guys have sent us
and
pictures of it.
And you can't use cash, which really pisses me off.
Yeah, you got to use.
Like, we come from the only place in America where cash is legitimately king, and you're telling hardworking, cash-earning men and women they can't use cash.
Cash is
dead. I effing hate that. Like, it's such a bugaboo of mine.
Cash is dead, dude. You got to accept
it. We don't take cash.
Nobody does.
Dude, not even that. I went, and mock me for this. I deserve to be mocked. I decided, because we're going on TV, I'm going to cut back a little bit, and I'm going to have a salad for lunch.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
There's a salad joint a block from here.
Right.
So I go into the salad place, and I go, of the chicken. They put chicken. Give me avocado. Give me some eggs, whatever, right? I make a nice salad, okay? I go to the checkout place, and they're like $16. I go, for salad?
That's expensive.
I go, okay.
It's like you're at Citi Field.
I do what I always do. I go in my front pocket.
Right.
I've got my clip, as you can attest to.
I see the clip. See all the cash.
I have a clip.
Oh, yeah, he's got a clip.
I've got my Office Max clip.
Yeah.
I peel off a 20. I go, here's the $20 for my salad. They go, we don't take cash.
Dude, it's over.
So you know what I did?
What'd you
do? I swear on my children's lives.
Did you leave?
Left.
Wow! You went on a cash boycott. I said, if you ain't taking my cash, I'm not a partner.
I go, I don't have a card. They go, you don't have a card?
Wow.
Like, the guy's talking down to I graduated college, sir. He's like, you don't have a card? I go, it's hard for, person in my position to get one. Right. And I'm not allowed to have one. So, no, I don't have a card. You know?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, we can't give you the salad.
Wow.
I go, well, what are you going to do with it? He goes, we're going to have to throw it out.
Wow.
Refuse to give him cash.
Dude, I got news for you, and I know you're not going to be happy.
No cash.
This is the world we live in now.
Tommy, will you grab me the pizza cupcakes out of my fridge? Hold on. Leave everything else in there, because the rest of it's personal.
No, take everything out. I want to see what he's got in there.
No, I went to Parati's before I came to work. Oh. I got to keep it in the refrigerator.
Oh, God.
I paid for it. It's mine.
With what?
Huh?
With what?
With cash. Yeah. Because they understand the value of cash.
The world is changing.
The cash world is gone. If you go to Yankee Stadium, Citi Field,
well,
Madison
they're
going to
change
that
back.
Are they?
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, Barclays Center was already transferring to non-cash
Barclays,
even before this.
You know.
No, I don't know why.
Because Barclays a bougie-ist. I love the arena. You know
bougie.
I do. There's a bougie-ist to Barclays.
But the Garden's not bougie?
Garden's the least bougie place on the planet.
Interesting.
Less bougie than Nassau. A friend of mine took a leak outside the Garden yesterday.
Great.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing bougie about the Garden. Yeah.
On the Garden?
What
or
happened?
Near the Garden?
Well, you know.
Wait, your friend urinated on Madison Square Garden?
Not like I would say on the Garden itself.
Penn Plaza.
But who's to tell what part of it's the Garden, what part of it's not?
Was it a Ranger fan all ticked off about JD being fired and say, you know what I'm going to do, Mr. Dolan?
No. You know, like when you come around, they've got the little police thing there right in the corner?
Yes.
I guess, what's that, 32nd and 7th, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you come around the corner, there's a little area there where there's bars and garbage cans and things of that nature.
I love your rationale. Your friend goes to the bathroom on Madison Square Garden, and that's proof it's not bougie.
Right.
Like, you've just solved it.
There's nothing bougie about Madison Square Garden,
my
friend.
Have you ever sat in the lower levels, like where Boomer sits? That's not bougie?
I mean, I might have.
Okay, and that's not bougie.
Once or twice.
Says the man who sat literally on the court 2 weeks ago at Barclays.
And where's my season tickets, Craig?
Huh?
Where's my season tickets, Craig?
Apparently they're courtside.
No, they're not. They're upstairs. They are the least bougie you can get. Here's the problem, and I got to teach this to you. You worked with Boomer, so it was easy to say he's bougie. Trust me, you are a hell of a lot more bougie than I am.
See,
I mean,
right here?
Mister, give me... Wow, whole box of pizza cupcakes.
The pizza cupcake, they sent me the 12-pack. Oh, I should just take them home. Never mind. All right, do you guys want one? I'm happy to open it.
So
you can't really microwave it,
right? Is that the same as the ones they actually sell at Citi Field?
No, it's a competing brand with the same exact name.
It could be the same name. The pizza cupcake? Is that trademarked?
Of course it is.
Let me see that. Show me the box.
There it is, the pizza cupcake.
Wow.
There you go.
I'm intrigued by that.
We're a family-owned small business. Oh,
that's
totally in support of that.
Where are they based out of? New York, obviously, right?
New York. They come from Italy and New York. The pizza cupcake. We're proud to bake each carefully crafted pizza cupcake in Brooklyn. There you go. While sourcing recyclable materials for all the packaging in your hands. But I don't want to see, if I microwave it, it's going to bastardize it.
So what do you do?
No, you can't microwave
it. I guess I just have to take them home and toast them.
Yeah. You don't have an extra air fryer laying around? I'm sure you do better.
I don't have an air fryer laying around. No, I don't. No. Sorry.
You gave one to everybody on the staff.
Right, so I don't have one laying around because I gave all of them.
Wait a second. You didn't keep one for yourself?
No, I already had one.
I find that hard to believe.
You should have kept an air fryer.
Well, I asked Tommy's mother. She's got the one I brought in for him.
She loves it, yeah.
Yeah.
So you haven't tried it? Open it up and try it.
If I'm taking it home, why would I open it?
So that we can all see and the audience can see what it tastes like.
Well, you want them to eat it right out of the box.
Well, you can describe it and we can hear it.
I'm curious. You can't have a cold pizza cupcake.
Why not? Hold on. Why not? Open the Son of a Bitch up. Let's see what you got.
So they are. So I think you get three per an order.
It's like a little Bialy.
Where's this? At Citi Field, right?
At Citi Field, yeah.
I think you get three per order. They are very small.
Mm-hmm.
This is the margarita. I guess I'll just nuke them during the break. It is what it is.
I'm curious, yeah. Because I've heard all about it. I took pictures of it while I was at Citi Field a few weeks ago.
Someone told me they were on the Shark Tank. Is that right?
I don't know if the pizza cupcake was?
It would be on the box if they were, I would think.
They'd promote it, yeah. But that's a big seller at Citi Field. When you're walking field level, I think it was first base side.
And this is $16.50 for three of these?
Dude, it was expensive, man.
So,
I took a picture of it.
Look at the size.
Yeah, the small.
So it's $5.50 for one.
It's expensive. But
that's not the cupcake people.
No, it is them.
Yeah, it is.
No, because everything at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium are expensive. Like, C-Mac just hit on it. If you wanted chicken fingers with french fries, how much was it?
It was like $14.
$14?
Yeah.
Everything's expensive.
Listen, I'm all for small business doing well. So if people buy, you know, keep selling it.
They I wonder if Shark it's a hot Tank. Seller. We got to find
they were
out.
On Shark Tank, right?
Yeah, $125,000 Shark Tank.
Who gave
deal.
Him the dough?
Lori Greiner. Greiner?
Lori, she's from QVC.
Yeah.
In January, right. It aired.
So they got a buck and a quarter investment, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they're paying a good deal of rent at Citi Field, too. That's not cheap.
So that's why they have to charge so much, you think?
Yeah.
Is that really
so
what it comes down
to? Those, wow. You think those places make a lot of money net. Some do very well.
And it's great
but
promotion.
But the average
though.
One does not.
But it's got to be great promotion because I never would have known about the pizza cupcake if I wasn't walking at Citi Field and saw it advertised as an item. Had you ever heard of it?
No, I've not.
Exactly. So from that standpoint, look at all the advertisement they get.
The problem is I'm going to microwave it. It's going to, and I brought in my own personal microwave now. So it's a microwave that works.
So then what's your issue?
You need a toaster oven.
So I'm not sure, like 30 seconds, because it's going to get chewy. The dough's going to get chewy right quick.
What does it say on the box? They don't have
a
recommendation?
To toast it.
30 seconds can be real hot.
Bake it at 375 for 10 to 12 minutes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. But we're here. We don't have the capabilities of that.
I'll just eat it cold.
All right, here.
Give me one. I'll have a cold.
Freeze it. That's right up Evan's alley.
It really is. That's why I'm like, fine. Who cares? I'll have it now.
It's not really frozen, per
I'll
se.
Give you an idea. It's much better than eating a 40-year-old Reggie bar.
There you go.
Or a
hot gummy.
Pizza cupcake.
All right.
There you go.
It's so aggressive.
Smells it.
He smelled it.
He did smell it.
I did smell. Why would I not smell?
Come why on, would you man. Smell this pizza?
Yeah.
When you order a slice from your honestly. Local pizza place, you smell
I
it first?
I love to smell things before I eat it.
He goes behind the glass enough. And smells the slice and said, I'll take that one.
No. As I'm about to eat it, I always go with a big, like,
you're going
to
whip that ziti slice.
Yeah. When you go to the bathroom, do you do the drive-by smell of the index finger?
Possibly.
You do?
Possibly.
I figured as much. That's how blind people know they're done.
It's not bad.
I'm saying it is.
You know what it tastes like?
A bialy.
It tastes like pizza.
Well, it's a pizza.
I think that was their goal.
Your dry wit humor is sure. just...
It's not, I'm not trying to be funny. Like I'm describing.
Good, because it wasn't.
I wasn't trying to be. What would be funny about that? It tastes like pizza.
877-337.
You know what it tastes like? Pizza.
I don't taste the cupcake.
You should go to Gotham Comedy. So I went to a ball game. Right. Oh, here's the founder of Bacon.
You know what that
on
sound
stick.
Is? It's the phone ringing.
Hey, Tommy, you're on the radio. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, it's really good. I like the cheese
hey,
in the middle.
Hey, Tommy, how much did you guys charge for bacon on a stick when he was at Citi Field?
Bacon on a stick, $8.
$8 was that?
How many sticks were
How many
one
sticks
stick?
Of bacon was that? Was it one stick of bacon or what?
One stick of bacon for $8, and it was 2 for $12.
1 for $8, 2 for $12. There you go. And didn't you have, like, some kind of specialty bacon with, like, honey or syrup or something like that?
Mm.
Maple sriracha glaze, s'mores.
Hold on. When did we add an H to the word s'mores?
I call it the same way. I'm with them.
You call it s'mores?
I'm with them, s'mores.
Some s'more bacon.
In Brooklyn, it's called s'mores?
How can I have some s'more?
When did
we
you
don't
become
have it
yeah, there you go, C-Mac.
A Jewish guy in Brooklyn. When did that happen?
Jewish, Italian, it's all the same thing. What's the difference?
All right, so you had a s'mores-flavored bacon on a stick. You had maple sriracha. And, of course, just your regular, right?
Yes, sir.
And is there any word that Citi Field and Aramark is bringing bacon on a stick back, or no?
Hopefully. Should be.
They should be.
I hope so.
All right.
I can't wait to try it.
There you go. And it was the most popular item there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
There you go. All right. $8 for a stick and $12 for two sticks. So $6 a stick. That's what I said.
Huh.
All right. All right, buddy. How's things over at Brooklyn Roots? Good?
Very good. I'm going to get back to the stove. I got a chicken marsala on.
Well, I mean, feel free to bring it on by. We're here till 7.
All
right. Talk to you. There you go.
S'mores.
S'mores.
I finally met someone who refers to s'mores the same way I do.
You know,
I call s'mores all the time.
You're the only two on the planet.
I love them. That made me feel good.
He said in Brooklyn they go by s'mores.
Damn right.
I never heard that before.
The pizza cupcake was very good. I liked it.
You enjoyed it. You finished that already, huh?
Yeah.
I did too. It was good.
Good.
Solid.
Well, it's a family company, so I'm glad that they're doing so good.
Good job out of them. In fact, in honor of them, because I know they get a big chunk of it, I will buy a pizza cupcake this weekend at Citi Field.
Saturday and Sunday.
I'm going both games, yeah.
And a Polar Burger?
Well, I guess I'll split them up. I'll go Saturday night Polar Burger, Sunday afternoon pizza cupcake.
Fair enough.
I got my food schedule all out. You want to come to a game, Craig?
No. 877, it's Mother's Day.
Got
dude.
A quiz for you when we come back.
How about Saturday?
It's a preparation
How
for Mother's
Tuesday?
Day.
How about Tuesday?
That's right after Mother's Day. Well, you got leftovers. You have to
okay,
eat.
Good.
Right? Saturday, we prepare for Mother's Day. Sunday, it's Mother's Day.
Good, because you really weren't invited. I already had people.
Perfect, then. Good.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!